Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Man, I tell you what, a lot of craziness going on around this world, and we'll be getting to some topics. The other thing right now, I'm going to do a shout-out to all my listeners in Belen, New Mexico that's tuned in, and I want to say hi to you all out here that's first-time listeners, and thank you for your support and everything. To everybody else that's tuned in and has been our long-time supporters, we welcome you to the show. Virgil, how you doing, brother? Are you with
me? We're doing pretty good. Yeah. We're doing as...
Go ahead.
Doing as well as can be expected, considering under the circumstances, I guess.
Right. Well, did you hear the latest, brother? I thought I heard it all, but have you heard what the newest racist thing is right now? You're gonna die laughing.
I have no idea.
Now they're saying that white rocks are racist, boulder rocks are racist.
Okay. All right. Wow.
They had to remove a big boulder rock that was at Stanford University because they considered it to be racist. Can you believe that?
I can believe it. I can believe it. After what I've been through this week, I can believe it.
Right, right. I hear you. I know what you've been through. I know you're wanting to talk about that. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
No, just wonderful, man. Enjoying this Texas August heat. My boss has done lost his fucking mind.
What's new, man? Everybody's lost their mind in this world, I think.
I tell you what, those y'all that think when this does come to push and shove and all these snowflakes and undesirables and shit like that that are on the streets are going to be some kind of pushover, I tell you what, y'all got another thing coming, man, because I've been working in an area, and I tell you what, man, these motherfuckers are savages, man.
Right.
And it's going to be ugly. It's going to be uglier than anybody imagines.
Oh, and that's what I've been saying, man. I mean, they're pushing everybody as far as they can push with these vaccine mandates. Me and Brent Rurley was talking about this too for this weekend. Pushing these unlawful mandates, everything else. What do you think people are going to do? They're going to get pissed off and walk off their job. You think they got a job shortage now?
I think, actually, I don't think they will. I think they're going to kneel down and comply.
Yeah, yeah, they will. Russell's right. They will.
I think they're going to kneel down and comply, just like they always have. Those who are already dumb enough to have taken the poison are trying to shame everybody else into it so that they don't die alone, I guess. I don't know what the fucking deal is with that shit anymore. But I think where they're making their fatal mistake, and where they're going to find themselves in a major bind, unless they're planning on bringing the whole China army over here, is that they're going to push us out, the rural areas where we grow the food. And I tell you what, man, once they come after us, there will be no food being grown. And other than people taking care of themselves, and it's going to get way uglier than anybody ever fucking imagined.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've seen this kind of
if you took every Marine, soldier, sailor, you can throw the Coast Guard in there, I guess, them like homosexuals in the Air Force. You don't even have enough personnel to control the major cities. And all those people will be pushing out to rural areas. And I'm telling you, man, these people don't have any ideas. They're sitting there, well, I'm okay over here where I am. I'm out in little old small town USA and shit like that. And it's 2 hours to the nearest big city. How long do you think it's going to take those hungry motherfuckers to cover that 2 hours, huh?
Quick, very quick. And, you know, well, it's like where I live at, you guys know where I live, and it's like, out here, I'm not too worried out here and everything because, you know, if things does go down, we can take care of each other if need to and everything because we're ready up here and stuff. But for the city folks, those are the ones, they're the ones that's going to be in panic mode. Oh, my God, wait, where are we going to get food? Oh, my God, we're going to get gas, you know, stuff like that. And we've seen this when they closed the pitch down for you guys. We saw this happen. We predicted it. What was going to happen? And now we're going to see it even much worse.
This is my whole point. What do you think? Well, let's just use Houston area. 6 million people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think those 6 million people are going to go? You think they're going to stay in the city and starve to death?
No.
They're going to come overrun these small towns and be like watching The Walking Dead with the fucking horse coming. It's going to be it'll be very bad. And of course, I have solid confirmation. Good buddy of mine that I've worked VIP security with for OCT and stuff like that. He's naturalized Guatemalan, U.S. citizen now, did it all the right way and stuff like that. Ex-Guatemalan Army, SOP, good guy, met him when I was in South America. Of course, you know, he's Latino and stuff like that. He lives down in, you know, predominantly Latino area and stuff like that. And he first noticed it about a month ago. So he just started going to different areas, different Latino areas, and checking out different areas, you know, local bars, hangouts, that kind of stuff. And he's telling me that they are regular Venezuelan army all over the Houston area, waiting on a green light. They walked right across. Now, they didn't do it in uniform or anything like that, but they walked across the border with this open border and the rest of these fuckwads, and they are here. And if you wanted to shut down America, now, you got to remember, Venezuela and China are butt-fuck buddies, right? They give each other reach around and shit. And if you wanted to shut the U.S. down, and you wanted to do it quickly, how would you do it? You have in Texas, not tell Louisiana, in Texas, you probably have a good 65, maybe 70% of the refiners, okay? The rest are in Louisiana. Now, Virgil can testify to this, because I know he's been down here in Texas refining these stuff. The security on those things are a fucking joke. Most of them are $12, $13 an hour fat donut eating unarmed fuck.
Yep.
All right.
It's a joke. It is a joke.
If you roll through there and you take over those plants, you have effectively shut the U.S. down. And guess what? You can't go in there gun blazing to take those motherfuckers back either, can you, Virgil?
Nope, you cannot. You cannot. Yeah, I have been ExxonMobil, Arkema. I have been, you know, all down in Pasadena, Texas. That's all you have. LaPorte, Texas, that's all you have. And the security there is a joke. They ask you for your TWIC card. They make you sign some COVID shit. They may look in your truck. They may not look in your truck. And they don't know what they're looking for. They can't. They're unarmed. And there is only one plant that I know of where they have armed security, and that is the River Bend nuclear plant in St. Francisville.
Yeah.
This is a total joke, and if you think these fuckers are making $13 an hour, you're wrong. Their minimum wage, and they're dumb as a bucket of dirt.
Well, you know, guys, we know why they wanted these borders open, so these Guatemalans, that's where they're coming from. Coming here, all young men. Every single one of them. Accompanied young men. Like Russell was saying.
But they're fixing to, They're fixing to shut a bunch of these chemical plants down and go overseas because, especially here in Louisiana, they're coming up, you know, these rhinos like David Cassidy that's here. They're going to come up and they're going to start putting a whole new bunch of taxes on these chemical plants to pay for this infrastructure shit that they got going on. Which is a total joke. Infrastructure. What has transgender surgeries to do with infrastructure?
Right.
You know, and all it is, and you have the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, passing dictatorship laws. Saying that these property owners they can't evict people now because of this COVID shit, a lot of people know. I mean, a lot of people pay rent, you know, and the utility bills are part of the rent that they pay. The property owners pay the utilities. What is that noise?
I don't know. It sounds like a big old whistle. But here's the number one question people need.
No, wait a minute. Let me finish, Joseph.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Now, you know, these apartment owners and these property owners, they have to pay the utility companies out of this rent that they get from the tenants. Well, what's going to happen when they can't pay that utility bill? The utilities are going to get shut off. Okay, because they're not going to go broke paying somebody else's utility bill.
That's right. That's right. And here's the thing.
And this bitch here that runs the CDC, she has no legislative authority to do this, to stop these property owners from evicting people.
And that's what I was going to bring up. People need to look into that because federal has no authority, like you said. They have no control over it.
But these Democratic mayors and governors, are going along with this shit. Joseph, please turn that goddamn notification shit off.
Yeah. Go ahead. And I agree. I mean, and here's the thing, you and I talked about this last night, is that they don't want people to know that there is no law. It's like you telling me about your nephew.
The thing is, what they're wanting to do is they're telling everybody that you don't own your property anymore. The Center for Disease Control owns your property now, and they can tell you what to do with it.
And I want to see proof of that. And here's the thing.
Who's going to arrest them? Who's going to prosecute them? Who's going to take your side, Joseph? They've got everything on their side.
Well, here's the thing.
You know? You come across and you say, oh, well, this is illegal, that's illegal, they should sue this, they should sue that. Okay, and just like Jonathan Garcia, you're looking at this as if you have an equal and fair system going on. You do not have an equal and fair system going on. You don't even have a sheriff's department anymore.
Right.
Not in the United States, in very few places.
That's why I always say, like you always say, I've been repeating this, use their ignorance against them. Where's the proof? I want to see proof.
You know,
but you missed Virgil's whole fucking point. Virgil's whole point is that the bureaucrats are running this country now. The Democrats are in whole control. This whole Delta thing is to set it up where they can do another lockdown and have mail-in voting for the 2022 election, which I don't know why you keep bringing these fuckheads on here to talk about what they're going to do and how they're going to change things, because they're not going to get fucking elected. You know, and that's the biggest sign that says that it's not being accepted what the reality is. And what Virgil's talking about is what the reality is. Right now, the government's deciding what you can do or can't do with your fucking property. The CDC, Gates, Soros, all these other fuckers. And these fuckers knew what the side effects of this vaccine was going to be. They had a deal, and, you know, people go, well, I got the vaccine. Okay. Well, it takes time for that shit to happen. And the side effects were Lou Gehrig's disease, lupus, miscarriages, and that RNA shit. What that does is creates a double strain, and eventually it turns your own your immune system will recognize your own body cells as COVID and attack it.
Yeah.
These people have committed mass murder on a scale that has not ever been seen, and it hadn't even kicked in yet.
And like we said,
okay,
on the show,
to prove Russell's point, name one of those dickhead, dirty Democrat son of a bitches in the Congress or the Senate that's pushing all of this agenda. Name one of them that has been hospitalized or died of COVID.
None of them.
Right.
Does Virgil? Virgil, you and I both know you don't create a bioweapon that you don't have an antidote for.
That is correct. And you don't create a weapon unless you intend to use it.
That's right. And you talk about Democrats all day long. Ain't one fucking Republican stood up either. None of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the one or two that have stood here, they take a ridicule, and they might as well be beating their dick against a concrete post for all the good it's doing.
It's everybody gets in an uproar to get up and to make these speeches and get everybody in an uproar and everything else. And, you know, it's just like going to a drag strip with a hot rod, and you sit at the starting line and you just rev that engine up high as you can and let them pipes sing, but you don't run that son of a bitch.
Yeah, right.
You don't show anybody anything.
You know, and I see this and I see that, more and more of the truth coming out. I saw a deal today that's absolutely undeniable evidence that Trump won the election. Republicans aren't going to do anything about it because McConnell already came out and said it don't matter how much fraud or treason's uncovered, Joe Biden will be the president. People, you know, and all these motherfuckers, we got to do this, we got to vote. Shut the fuck up. I'm tired of listening to your weak-ass bullshit. You want to lead, you better be telling people it's time to stand up now. It's fucking do or die. They're fixing to come from door to door. They've got friggin' Australia in a lockdown now. They're going door to door vaccinating people. They're going to try to push this poison into you. And if not, they're going to ship you off to camp. They're going to load you up on the cattle cars, and poof, you're going to be gone. It is unraveled right now.
Yeah, that's right.
It is completely unraveled.
Prime example.
There is no law. There is no constitution.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep. Because you see, Sunday I came back from Texas, down in Hungerford, had to unload at Labonte, and I came home. I went to the yard, I dropped my trailer, swung on by Port Allen. I said, well, pick me up some chicken at Popeye's for supper. Bring home. Susan wasn't home. Walked in there. Oh, you got to have a mask on. No, I don't. No, I don't. There's no mandate. There's no law. And they refuse to serve me. Well, what is all that background noise?
I'm riding an elevator. There you go.
Okay. Okay. And looking around behind the counter, you know, and where, and I see the ones that's working behind the counter. They got their mask down below their chin. So I pointed at the one that was cooking back there, and he's a big old black boy. And I said, well, lady, I said, look at big boy back there. He ain't wearing his mask. Well, he took offense to that. He took offense to that, like I was being racist to him. And he come out from behind there and come out from around and started cussing me out. You white motherfucker, call me that big boy again. I said, what you going to do, big boy? What you going to do? You know, and the manager stepped in front of him, was pushing him back, was calling his name Riri or some kind of shit like that. And No. I said, you know, come on, big boy, what you gonna do? You wanna do something? But what he didn't see was, like I have said several times before, I carry a straight razor in my pocket. And I had it cupped in my hand. Mm-hmm. And if he'd have stepped 5 feet closer to me, guess what? I'd have did my impression of a samurai on his ass. Because I was waiting on him. I was waiting to cut hog cracklings off of this big son of a bitch. He weighed about 400 pounds. He looked like he was back there not only back there cooking, but he was eating up a lot of the profit. But eventually two West Baton Rouge deputies show up. They walk into place. Guess what? No mask. Told me I had to leave.
Question, Virgil, did they had a sign out at the door that says no mask, wear a mask or anything like that?
They had a sign, yeah. But there's no mandate. I mean, I showed them my medical card. I have a heart condition. I can't wear that mask. Oh, well, then they can't serve you. They have the right to refuse you service and all of this. Okay, well, is that the law? Yeah, that's the law. Okay, which I know it's not. Okay. But I said, well, it's also the law that you can't threaten anybody with physical violence or try to assault them. Is that the law? Yeah. I said, well, why aren't you taking him to jail? Oh, I'm not arresting mm-hmm. nobody. So, unless they can make a profit on it, unless they can profit from it, you know, sheriff's departments in Louisiana now, they're nothing but organized crime organization. They're syndicates, they're blackmailers, they're extortionists, and their law enforcement nowadays in Louisiana is a dog and pony show, smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. You know, they put on a show. Yeah. You know, look down in New Orleans. You know, okay, taking down the Confederate monuments. That's, you know, that's causing all the problems in New Orleans. That's causing every problem in New Orleans. Okay.
Okay.
Five people shot Sunday. Five people shot. Okay. Weekend before that, three people shot right there in Bourbon Street. On Bourbon Street, not back in the projects, on Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are doing it are not from New Orleans or Louisiana. They're from out of state and out of town, going to New Orleans with weapons. So we all know what that's about.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like... here in New Mexico.
I tell you, Joseph, what we need to start doing is, you know, before the start of the show, you know, you play the same songs all over again, uh-huh. this, that, and the other. What you need to start doing, you need to start playing the Russian national anthem. Okay? Hmm. Because that's what you fucking
I'll
got.
I'll see if I can find that. Or the Chinese national. It's not Russian now, it's Chinese.
Well, all you got to do to play the Chinese national anthem is go outside and throw a bunch of pots and pans in the air and let them, you know, record it when it hits
right.
the ground.
Right.
You know, the same way they name the kids. The same way they name the kids. You know, they throw a bunch of pots and pans in the air and hit the ground, ping pong, pang. You know.
It's sad, man. I mean, what's you know.
It's like I'm a foreigner in my own country now.
I agree.
A second class citizen in my own country.
Yeah, I agree. I feel the same way. I agree.
And
you know?
And a friend of mine in Livingston Parish, she just got over COVID. You know, she went through a week of hell with it, but didn't have to go to the hospital or anything else. She had her own vaccine. It's called Old Charter.
Mm-hmm.
And she pretty much beat it down, her and her husband. But, her name's Melinda Kelly from Livingston. She's very nice. Been knowing her for years. And, a friend of hers, her son is in the Marines at Camp Lejeune, and he was getting set to be deployed, and they told him that he had to go and get the vaccine before he was deployed. And he told them he was not taking the vaccine, and, you know, well, we can't deploy you if you don't take the vaccine. He said, well, take me off deployment. They said, oh, that's not an option. He said, well, I'm not taking the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And he flatly refused. They threatened him and this, that, and the other. Well, 3 days later, he was called into the commandant's office, CO's office, and he was given his general but honorable discharge from the Marine Corps.
That's what it
told him
down to.
Have good luck. Hit the gate. Hit the gate.
And that's what this is coming down, pushing our military out because, you know, their thing. And I'm hearing from Carmelita. She was talking to some people at Fort Bragg, and she was telling me that, you know, a lot of them are actually going to be refusing the vax. A lot of them are actually fixing to walk out. So what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah, they're turning
the military
their is, this is true. She is telling the God's honest truth, Russell. She is telling the God's honest truth. People are turning in their papers. People are turning in their papers left and right in the military.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's going to happen? Because the military is going to be weakened at that point. Then what?
Well, that's what they want. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win situation. Take the vaccine. You know, give them all kind of fucked up shit, just like they did in Desert Storm with them experimental drugs, you know, in the first Desert Storm. And, you know, it's a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during when I was a kid, the thing for population control and reducing the military cost was Agent Orange, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome to the new Agent Orange. It's called COVID vaccine.
Right. And here are some things
Agent
that
COVID.
I've been learning over the weekend. I've been doing some research. And guess what I found interesting, guys? And this was on the CDC direct site. You can look it up. Guess what you can use if you don't want the vaccine? Guess what you can use to fight the COVID? This new variant. Are you ready? The flu shot and cholesterol medicine. The cholesterol medication is 90%. It's 90% effective. Flu shot is
80%. I'm good because I take that. I take that with my heart medication.
And this is on the CDC website.
But going back to what Russell said, at the beginning about these elections, I know that what he read, he found that there was a thermostat program. I've never heard of that before. There was a thermostat program that was hacked into the Dominion voting machines that leads straight back to China.
Is that
what you were reading, Russell?
I saw that same article.
Russell.
Yeah,
bro.
So and it's kind of hard to believe in a system, Joseph. You know, when you're talking about well, indictments and lawsuits and all of this here, you know, it's kind of hard to believe in a system where, you know, if this was you and I or Russell or anybody else, and they came and searched our house and they found a pistol and ran it through the mill, through the lab and everything else, and the ballistics came back and, there was a body on that pistol. Well, guess what? Guess who's charged with that body? You know, one of us. So here we have a smoking gun. Here we have a smoking gun that was clearly traced back to the user. But, hey, c'est la vie. That's how it goes. You know, you didn't catch us stealing off the bottom of the deck or using loaded dice. You know, hey, you should
have
called us.
How many times have we said this, Russell Virgil? The corrupt is not going to arrest the corrupt. That's all there is to it. They're not.
Well, and y'all need to quit. You and the rest of y'all need to quit talking about this. You're going to change the system, and the Constitution says that, and lawsuit this, and blah, 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 and all of that, because it don't mean a goddamn thing.
I know, but you got to have...
I'm going to bring you this philosophy here. I'm going to bring you this philosophy here out of the movie Lord of War. Okay? Nicolas Cage is sitting with Simeon Weiss at the table. They're having dinner and everything else. And, you know, they're talking about how he sold guns to Iran and Iraq during the Iran and Iraq war. He said because he wanted both sides to lose. He said because bullets change governments way more efficient than votes.
That
is true.
Well, I was saying this the other day is that, you know, we're at the point of no return, so the only thing we got left, we're going to have to shoot our way out of this.
It the point of no return was November the 6th. When that was allowed to happen, nobody stood up and nobody did anything. And if y'all remember, I said, just buckle up your seatbelt. After January 20th, this shit is going to start happening so fast, you ain't going to be able to keep up with it.
That is right.
Summer,
fall. And I tell you, we are there. We are fucking there. These fucking clowns, they're not running anything. They're taking their marching orders from the elite.
Their handlers.
Well, the elites are their handlers. But, yeah, I mean, this is all just fucking... If you don't think that this gun bill that they have in Congress right now isn't going to pass, you're kidding yourself. There's enough Republicans that will vote with the Democrats on this.
I was reading that gun bill before we came on the show, And there's the same one they've been trying to pass for a while with AR-15s. People that have AR-15s and automatic weapons will have to get fingerprinted, picture ID, and get taxed $200 a year. They're trying to pass that.
And you're on the registry, and it's just and of course, the next step in that will be then once they know where they all are, that all these law-abiding citizens will follow through and comply. They will just come knock on your door and take your shit because they know what you got.
That's right. They do it in California every day.
I've had this fucking argument for years and years, and I've had people own gunshots. Oh, no, no, they can't do that. It's illegal. Let me tell you something. When you purchase a weapon, they have your ID. They call it in. They do the check. They have the weapon serial number, what kind of weapon it is. And if you think after they run it and they go, okay, he's good, he can have the weapon or whatever, you think they throw that information away because it's illegal?
Nope.
Yeah, right.
Nope. They do not. That's against
the If you believe that, you are absolutely the dumbest motherfucker walking the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me explain to everybody how this goes, Russell. When a weapon is recovered at a crime scene or taken from a criminal, okay, if they have not knocked that serial number off of there, this is the way this goes. It goes to state police. Every one of them goes to state police crime lab. They take that serial number and they get in touch with the manufacturer of that weapon. The manufacturer can tell the date, time, and who assembled that weapon at the factory.
Mm-hmm.
They can say what broker they shipped it to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What broker that weapon, what broker sold that weapon to what sporting goods shop or gun shop that they got that it was traced to. They go to that gun shop and they pull that form that is filled out in their files, which they have to keep, and
mm-hmm.
they see who bought that gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find out if the gun is stolen or if
mm-hmm.
the person that originally purchased the gun sold it to somebody else. And it goes on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is why they're trying to come after people like me that do these 80% lower receivers, because I do not have any serial numbers on my weapons. None.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. We keep telling people, Virgil, that what they don't know won't hurt, because if everybody complies with this damn thing and their stuff, you know, that's stupid on their part. But you know, if everybody's like, you know, stand aside, or how can I put it? Say like, you know, don't comply with it and everything. How the hell are they gonna know who's got what? Don't comply.
You know. Well, they did that out in California. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They did
mm-hmm.
that out in California, and those libtards out there fell for it. And
mm-hmm.
places like San Bernardino County and Los Angeles County, once they got all this information, well, the sheriff's deputies started going to knock on people's doors. You
mm-hmm.
know, we need to see this weapon you have. Oh, you don't have the key release on your magazine release on your magazine. Well, because in California you got to have. To change your magazine, you got to put a key inside of the button, the drop button,
mm-hmm.
to drop
mm-hmm.
the magazine. Well, if you don't have
mm-hmm.
that, well, in California, that's an illegal weapon. They're going to take it. They're
mm-hmm.
going to take it. You see, if it has any features like an assault rifle, pistol grip now, whatever, they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And they come at you. They come at you 10 and they come at you 10 and 12 strong.
And what's in this bill too that you're trying to pass is not only are they coming after AR-15s, they're going to come after the 9mm too. From what I'm seeing in there.
Well, that's why I'm looking into. I'm fixing to get me an M1 Garand rifle. You know those things, Russell?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But I'm going to get it chambered in .454. I'm going to get the barrel changed out. And why? Because fuck that tree. Fuck the son of a bitch hiding behind it. Fuck the six son of a bitches behind him. And fuck my shoulder. So, you know.
Yeah.
I've heard about those.
I mean, these... Well, you know, an AR-15 is a good close quarters weapon. AR-15 pistol, AR-15 rifle, or the AR-10s. AR-10s are a little bit more of a, you know, a medium range rifle. But, you know, if you want to get into some serious shit, you know, the 30-06, the 7 mag, the 270 mags, the 243s, the 300 blackouts, you know, and all of these, you know, if you really want, you know, because like Russell and I said, government departments and public municipalities buy their equipment from the lowest bidder. So that means it's not very good quality, at all.
Right.
So, I mean, you could take a 270 Win Mag and you could take one of those soft Kevlar vest, and with one shot, you can turn that son of a bitch into a maxi pad. It's been proven.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you know anything about ballistic velocity or whatever, but a 270, if they ever make an AR-15 that takes a 270 round, then they need to start getting worried.
Yeah.
Then they need to start getting worried. Because that is a very high velocity moving around. You know, also, you know, Russell, you know those old Mosin rifles, those old World War II infield rifles, old Russian rifles, Chinese rifles. Okay. Well, it used to be you could buy one of these things from the pawn shop or whatever for $50, and you used to be able to get the spam cans of ammunition. Maybe might cost you 440 rounds. Might cost you about $60, $60-$70, or maybe $100, depending on where you bought it from. Okay, but the thing about these rounds are armor-piercing rounds. These things have a steel core covered with copper.
Oh, shit.
Okay, that's right. These things will shoot. I've got two of them. I've got a 1924 and a 1924 Iskovic, which is called an ex-dragoon, and I've got the 1942 Tula rifle that I got scoped out.
Damn.
And these things will shoot through damn near 3/4-inch steel at 100 yards.
Damn. Put it down.
And
damn.
So, yes. Okay. Just not to get off track or anything, but, you know, if you look up pictures of Russian soldiers during World War II, okay, you'll see about 20 of them laying on the ground, aiming up in the air, and they're shooting at a plane. And a lot of people say, well, what can an infield rifle do against a German Messerschmitt or whatever? Okay.
Right.
One person, not too much. But you get 20 guys with those Mosin rifles aiming up in the air at an aircraft that's coming down at you, and they're all firing at the same time. Well, you've got 20 pieces of steel buckshot flying at you at an aircraft that's made out of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes is for one to hit that cockpit, hit that pilot, and it's going to bring it down. And it was very efficient during for a method during his time. It worked. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and another rifle from the other side was the K-98 German Mauser, which is a very, very accurate weapon, which is still used today in a lot of foreign countries. It's a beautiful rifle. But, you know, AR-15s are not in any way as dangerous to the establishment as a lot of other firearms.
Right.
They're just lighter and easier to use, and they have a higher rate of fire. But
what I heard about AR-15s, and I've seen some guys talking about it, is it's like this one guy was saying, is that, you know, when you're in battle with the AR-15, you're going to lose.
Well,
not necessarily.
It's all about training. It's all about training.
So, yeah.
It's all about knowing the capability and limitations of your weapon.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, but my favorite gun is 30-06, because I remember using that thing, shooting it and everything. And I tell you what, I blew a tree stump.
Well, I tell you what, you're not going to use a 30-06. You're not going to use a 303 in close quarters back. And what most people don't realize, firefights don't happen from 300 fucking meters out.
That's right.
Chances are you're within 50 meters or closer. So it falls.
Right.
It doesn't fall into close quarters battle, which is a whole different scenario as far as, you know, clearing buildings, houses, how to do that sort of thing. But 50 meters or less is generally what it is. And the 5.56 round is a very effective round. It's got good muzzle velocity at that distance, very accurate at that distance.
Yep.
And it does have some knockdown
power. Oh, it knocked me on my ass, I'll tell you that much.
When they first came out with that Mattel shit, it was kind of a joke. But over the years, they refined it and stuff. And I'm going to tell you what, the AR-54 was a very effective weapon system.
It is. It's a very effective weapon, you know. And what Russell's trying to say is, you know, if you go to 270s, 30-06, or which is my favorite, which I have for hunting, is the 300 Weatherby Magnum, better known as AT&T. That son of a bitch reaches out and touches something. Okay.
Right.
And when it hits, let me tell you something, you know, I had to learn the hard way. When I got the rifle, I was shooting 150 grain, what they call a telepoint. It's a Weatherby round. Well, what they don't tell you with this round is, when you shoot a deer with this damn thing, it makes a neat little hole, you know, when it first penetrates. But when you turn that deer over, you could hide a house cat in the hole that it made coming out.
If it hit
any bone whatsoever, That was it. That was it. You had a hole big as a basketball. So that's why I have to shoot 200. That's why I have to shoot 220 grain bullets through it. And yes, I do have a recoil pad on that son of a bitch. And it still puts a bruise on your shoulder when you shoot it.
I tell you what I did one time. We were out hunting, and my friend, he was a drill instructor over at Fort Sill, and he would take us out hunting and stuff when we were kids. And first time, he was showing us how to use a 30-06. Well, you know what that does to a duck in midair when you shoot the damn thing?
Yeah. Well, Russell will back me up on this. You do have people that can take a Model 700 Remington 30-06 rifle, and with the right scope on it and the right talent and everything, they can make 1,000-yard shots with this thing. Okay.
I've heard that,
now,
yeah.
Just imagine you standing somewhere. And you just talking in bullshit with somebody, you know, y'all lighting a cigarette or whatever, or having a beer or whatever. Well, then all of a sudden, this motherfucker, the side of his head fucking explodes. You hear a big, like a boat paddle hitting the water when the bullet makes contact, but you don't hear the report of the rifle for several seconds.
Right.
You know? He's on the ground before you heard the shot. Well, guess what? That creates a hell of a psychological, you know, mind fuck.
Yeah.
And that you know, it's you know, snipers are done, you know, that for primary targets and things like this and priority targets and to take things out and this, that, and the other, like Carlos Hancock. But it's also used for psychological warfare.
Yeah.
You know.
I've heard stories about that. I've heard stories about that.
Because
I can tell you from experience at the Beirut airport, it gets old and it gets frustrating having to crawl around on your belly to go from your hooch to the latrine.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you
that gets old.
I'm not a sniper. I was trained for different things, stuff like that. I'm a shooter. I'm good, 600-800 yards and stuff. My shooters are good, 1,200-1,300 yards as they are now. And if yards don't mean anything to you, that's 3/4 of a mile.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I need to get back into shooting rifles.
And,
I haven't shot a rifle in a while.
You know, it takes a lot of talent to shoot like that. It takes a lot of discipline. And it also takes a good A-gun.
Yeah.
It really does. Because these guys beating you, you're winded and everything else, man. It's team effort out there and stuff. I'll stick with my AR, my 300 blackout. I run 62 grain penetrators on the AR platform. I run 220 grain subsonic on the 300. And that's quite a difference, man. The knockdown power difference between a 300 and a AR is quite a bit, actually. If you never use a 30 caliber round, you probably won't.
Well,
you probably won't realize what the difference is.
Well, like this, Russell, like this, I'm looking at it right now, like my AR pistol that I have the stabilizer on, I'm looking at right now, was chambered for 7.62x39mm. Okay, it's made to shoot the AK rounds, but it's on an AR platform. Okay. I guarantee you, I give you this weapon, and you don't put earplugs or headphones on, Russell, you're not going to shoot that thing three times in a row. You're not going to shoot it. It will blow your eardrums out. It will blow your ears. It's got a 10-inch barrel on it, and I've tried several muzzle brakes on it to reduce the noise, but it just don't help. And the reason I know this is because Susan shot it, and she forgot to put one of her earplugs in, and she couldn't hear out of her right ear for a month after she shot it.
Damn.
So, I mean, it makes a blast, Russell. It sounds like a 7 mag going off. It sounds like you stand on the side of somebody with a 7 millimeter magnum.
That's the way my 300 is. My little CQB weapon with the grade all the way out. It's about 24 inches long, 10 and a half inch barrel. Like I said, I can't wait for the compressors to be legal in Texas because that little motherfucker's loud.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, Ken, I got to go. I'm going to have to blow out of here. It's that time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go, too.
Back. You guys want to do a show tomorrow night, or are you going to be on the road, Virgil?
No, I'm waiting on a pissing contest to get over with. I'm trying to transfer my truck over to the Tennessee terminal. That way I can get on a dedicated run and out to Nevada. But the Baton Rouge terminal, they don't want to let me transfer over there because they short on trucks. So we having a battle over here.
All right.
Being
all right.
In demand.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night then, man. Be safe, America. Buckle up, baby.
All right.
This is getting out of here.
All right. Hey, Russell.
Be careful out there.
Hey, Russell.
He's already gone.
Russell.
He's all good.
Yeah. Tell Ma bring me my field knife.
Right. Well, I tell you what, man, if you come down to New Mexico, I got something for you and everything. So when you get out of here. But hopefully you can come out here and visit. I know Trisha's out looking forward to meeting Susan and everything. But
we don't try.
I hope everything works out. Hope it works out. And everything about this, like Russell said, buckle up, guys, because this will be a rough ride. I say in the next couple of days, you'll see some more crazy shit coming down and everything. So, but just be prepared out there and be ready. That's all we can say and everything else. So you guys be careful out there. We're going to go ahead and close the show. And I thank everybody in Berlin that was listening in tonight. First time that happened, we're going to pass. But anyway, everybody here in Berlin, I thank you all for supporting the show. And we're going to close. Anything you want to say before we head out? I guess not.
All right.
Anyway,
good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls?